A reading from Luke 8:22-25. One day Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake, so the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him."
I wrote about this on February 14th in my book, Signposts, because David asks or really answers that question in terms of who is this. But I want to just bring this to a little bit of a more personal approach to this, in that I once heard that he or she who has not experienced adventure has not experienced life. And here you have a situation. What does adventure do? It puts you at risk. And if you're living a life that's devoid of risk, I'm not sure it's even living. And so much of us are so concerned with protecting what we have that we're not willing to risk it. But I think that once you've gone over the line and you've accepted the Holy Spirit, what seemed to be risk is now not risk. Even though here, their faith is being tested, but anybody that's been at risk and has survived it, obviously, has a different view of experience and life and ultimately Christ than those who have avoided risk throughout the duration of their life. I'm generalizing, but I've experienced this in my own financial failure. I felt that I was falling into a pit and that I was going to hit bottom and die. And yet I experienced the miracle of Christ during this period. And now I look back on that same period, which was darkness to me, as a period of enormous light.
Well, you've set it up perfectly about the darkness and the light, because we've just come off of four parables on the kingdom of God. And in some ways, what Jesus is showing, though you're in the kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven and you're moving with that rule and reign, everywhere you go is going to be fraught with danger, because the kingdom of darkness will come against you. There's a kind of a code word here when Jesus says, "Let's go to the other side." He's not referring to geographical the lake as much as other side of the lake was where the pagans lived. It was where the kingdom of darkness had been rooted very deeply. And so right there is, for the reader in that context, recognizing they're going to unsafe territory. And even though the boat was familiar to the disciples, because several of them were fishermen, when the storm comes, it's going to become unfamiliar to them. And Jesus shows how you survive when you move in the kingdom of God. He makes declaration with his authority. He says to the wind, "Be still. Come to attention," and everything settles. And the disciples look on with amazement, because now they've seen, yes, they're in a kingdom that is coming up against darkness, and there's great risk, there's adventure, there's all these things. But there's one thing that they didn't have up to this point in the adventure, was an authority to say to darkness, "Be still, be out of my way." And Jesus models it for them.
And he uses, he asks the question, "Where is your faith?" And so, "Where is your faith in my authority?" I think. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, where's your faith in God that when he calls you to a kingdom, that you don't exercise the authority he's given you to press that kingdom forward.